Welcome to the Dr. Living Good podcast, which exists to equip you with real health solutions to make health simple.
End of the day, all that we really have is just the memories and the moments. Like when we leave here, can't take the people, can't take the things. It's the memories and the moments. One thing stops the memories, one thing stops the moments. As I'm standing out front of this memory happen right now. Look at that little beaut. Oh my goodness. Those memories, that timing, ballets, games, Thanksgiving, Christmas, can't do any of them if you don't have your health. My dad lost his in the middle of Christmas. I remember he was sitting on the chair in our living room as a recliner. He had an ice pack on the back of his head and he just sat there because he literally couldn't touch the back of his head without just wincing. It couldn't even touch, just barely touching it. And he's icing the back of his head. That was Christmas that year. A few days later, about a week later, my dad lost his hearing for good. You can't enjoy the stuff that you love. You can't make the memories. You can't make the things that you want to do. You can't enjoy the moments when you don't have your health. What's more important than that? What are you going to miss out on because you simply didn't take care of yourself? What are you currently missing out on because you're simply not taking care of yourself? And what has to happen for you to say that's enough? What has to transpire? How bad do things have to get? How many memories and moments do you have to be deprived of until you finally just say, the number one thing I gotta do is take care of my body. I need the energy. I can't feel like this anymore. The food isn't worth it. Exercise gives me what I need, all of the above. So watching my dad in a holiday season, not even able to hear, not able to enjoy any kind of moment, like he was just a shell of a human being. I wonder how many people out there are experiencing that. Maybe a friend, maybe a family member, maybe it's you. How bad does it have to get? And then what are you gonna miss? The ballet moment? No, not this guy. You don't have to either. What are you going to miss? The meal? You can't even go to Thanksgiving. Remember one other Thanksgiving, my mother-in-law, just severe migraines. This was very early before Jess and I were even married. She missed like a day and a half of Thanksgiving. All the prep, all the work, bringing the family together. And she's got a migraine for a day and a half. Can't enjoy any of it. Now, luckily she listens, and I love my mother-in-law, and we got working on her as far as how do we help you build health. Taught her how to live good daily so she can enjoy Thanksgivings and enjoy Christmases and enjoy the moments, the memories. What are you currently missing out on because you don't have your health? What are you going to miss out on because you don't have your health? I don't know, I was thinking about you today as I'm standing here outside because I can't go in, watching this transpire. That little girl, missing those memories. If you don't have health, you can't view stuff like that. You can't do the things you want to do. So I came to watch a little dance practice today, and I wanted to give you a little encouragement, and you might need it. How do we help to get you living good daily? There's a link there. Grab a book. It's not about dieting. It's not about exercise. It's not about proper sleep. It's about your life. It's about memories. It's about the moments. You're only going to get so many. How many are you going to miss because you just chose the easy road or didn't have the discipline? Let us help you do it. Let me guide you. I just truly believe it. I know it. When you have the energy and you can be fully you, not hurting, not popping all the pills, you can be present for the moments and for the people that matter the most. So make it a great day today. If you need some help on where to start, want to read the story about what my dad went through to prevent his body and his health from completely disappearing so he could get a few more Christmases and he could get a few more Easters and he could get a few more Thanksgivings and a few more moments and a few more memories, grab a book. I'll send you one for free. It's his story and just what we learned, and now it's helping thousands and thousands of people. And I pinned one up there. Memories, moments, that's all we got. So go get healthy today. Go live good today. You might as well. You're never gonna get today back. Go make a memory. Go make a moment. Don't view and watch the world's negative moments or positive moments. Go create one in yours today. That's the challenge. Go live good. Never gonna get it back. Never, never gonna get it back. All right, guys. Appreciate you. Love you. If you need a book, grab one. We'll guide you through it. Let's live good daily, huh? All right. Go make it a great day. Hey, it's Dr. Living It here. Thank you so much for listening today. If you found this episode helpful, it would mean the world to me to please leave a positive rating and a review. That way we can continue to get this message out to help people all over the world experience real health. See you next time.